I have never prayed to you before. I have no time for it. No one, not even you, will remember if we were good men or bad. Why we fought or why we died. No. All that matters is the truth to the many. That was important. My lovely Crom. So grant me one request.
Well, hello and welcome to, again, an episode of Sean Hammer. Now, I did this episode already before. I didn't like how it turned out and stuff, and I don't know if this won't be any better, so that's just what we're going with. If you can't tell from the beginning, Song with Conan Prey, a little Barbarian, and a bit of Amon Amarth with Cry the Blackbirds. And it's pretty much relative to today's podcast, which will be about the Corvus Cabal. We're going to talk about what I'm doing first. I went and saw Amon Amarth, Arch Enemy, at the Gates, and I forgot the other one. But I saw them in Chicago. Pretty cool. Wish they played longer. Then I got the live album by Summer's Breeze from wherever that's taken, and they played longer, and I've seen them play longer, so even though I had a great time, I was left a little empty. Other than that, I assembled my Yuko. I think that's how you pronounce your name. Yuko box set. They'll have the bill guy, the little girl, three geisha. That's it. I picked up some charm orders because they are also Ki and Gong, or however you pronounce it. I've had a Hanamatsu, and I've already had four Bunraku. So the only models I'm waiting for of that box set, well, not for that box set, would be the Kabuki dancers. And they look pretty cool. And they, and stat-wise and stuff, they do look really... those abilities look good, too. So let's go ahead and talk about a little Warcry. For the most part, Warcry is basically simple. Everyone's going to get a warband making 1,000 points. Whether it be 9, 7, 6, so many guys. Stats are easy. You have your move, your attack, your defense. There is no customizing heroes. You get what the card offers, and that's what you get. But that doesn't mean you can't have more than one type of person or unit on your side, unless they have the leader ability, which you can only have one. So, the Corvus Cabal, for the leader, they have the Shadow Piercer. Let's see. As for looks of this gal, she's pretty cool. Looks all tribal and everything, I guess is what I would say. She's sporting a raven on her... her arm, because, well, or a blackbird in this instance. But we will look through and see what exactly she can do. Look wise, she's running A plus, is nice. It's no matter, it's no wonder why a lot of people, actually, I've been watching a lot of votes to see who's the most played warband, and the Corvus Cabal seem to have it on that one, and I believe it's 100% because of looks, just because they look good. Let's see, Shadow Piercer is a leader. Okay, let's go ahead and check it out. 185 points. Coming out with. Let's see, rules as a leader and scout. Shadow, piercer, weapon, sword. Move of 5, 4 toughness, 20 wounds. And for its sword, range 1, 4 attacks. Strength 4, and 2, 5 on a critical. Not too bad. I haven't really experimented too much with a lot of other... looking at a lot of other ones, you know, all I'm saying is I haven't paid too much attention to what the leaders on other ones cost. If this is a low amount or if this is a big amount, I'm not sure. Okay, next up we had the Spire Stalkers. We get two of these guys in the box, so one guy, one girl. It's pretty cool, a little bit more of your elite unit here. Movement five. Oh, let me start this over again. Move, 5, 4 toughness, 15 wounds. Weapon, swords is 1, 4, 4, and 2 and 4. Special rules is champion and elite. Not too bad, you can run two of these guys. At least you can look at those in the box that you get two. Next up we have, we'll save the good one for last. We have the Cabalus with Familiar. Only 60 points for this one. Let's see. Special rule scout. It's got a wax. Axe. Weapon is an axe instead of wax. 5 move, 3 toughness, 8 wounds. Really not pumping out a lot here. Range 1 with the axe, 3 attacks, strength 3, 1, 3 damage. I think that maybe they can get one thing that we'll get to when we get to special abilities, and we'll go from there. Next up we have our regular Cabalus, some with spears, some with other stuff. So let's go here. Let's see. Movement 5, 3 toughness, 8 wounds. Weapon is 2 range, 4 attacks, strength 3, 1 and 4 damage. 75 points apiece. These are Cabalus with a spear. Let me see if I can pop up. Let's see, it's either Cabalus with a spear or Cabalus with familiar. Oh, Cabalus. Never mind. My bad. 65 points. 5 movement, 3 toughness, 8 wounds, 1 range, 4 attacks, strength 3, and 1 to 3 damage. Just your basically little peons. But this is the one that everyone, I believe, that picks up this really. I picked the Corvus Cabalus outside the Unmade because of two models. Three really. The one Spire Stalker is nice. Shadow Piercer is nice. But the Cabalus with Familiar, I like that. And the last but not least, the Shark Talon. He is a pretty cool looking model dressed up as a bird and doing like a little Native American war dance. But this guy here, he's 185 points. He's got agile. He's move 4. Move 8. 4 toughness, 20 wounds. Not bracing too much outside of 20 wounds. Range 1. 5 attacks, strength 4, and 2 and 4 damage. Categories, Agile, Faction, Corvus Cabalus, Fighter, blah, blah, blah. He's got, claws. But he looks pretty cool. So, on looks, I think that Corvus Cabalus have pretty much the stuff going on. Now, were there explanations in the, on GW site and everything, what they're talking about, and in the book, about the different Chaos War bands and what their specialty is and everything. This all just crack shit. All the models, pretty much, are pretty much close to each other. Simple as that. You got this weird stat thing, which I don't know is a continuation from Age of Sigmar. I'm sure it is. But we got this. But what is different? You might have little toughnesses and different stuff rolling around. But the big key thing that is different is your army card. And this card lets you know what you can spend your doubles on during initiatives. Doubles, you get the Raven Dart, which this is a ranged attack. So it's nice because I modeled some of my guys with little throwy darts, and I was like, well, why'd I do that? If it's not, I can't chuck a dart in battle. I can do it on double. Raven Dart, pick a visible enemy fighter within 8 inches of this fighter and roll a dice. On 3 to 5, I'll allocate 1 damage point to that fighter. Not too bad. On the 6, I'll allocate number of damage points to that fighter equal to the value of this ability. Which is true. They could just say 2. I don't know if there's different ways you can add to the ability. Maybe. I don't know. Next up, we have the double Swift Climb. Now, I believe this is not your, only certain people can do this, because it's got that funky little symbol on it. So let's see what we got with the funky little symbol. Anyway, I'm not going to get it, but anyway, with the double, you got Swift Climb. Until the end of this fighter's activation, do not count the vertical distance move when this fighter is climbing, which I'm pretty sure that symbol is elite. Next up, we have the Corvus. symbol you have to have, and I think it's a little clock with a arrow in it. But this is double, again, Herring Raven, so I'm imagining you're going to use it for either your leader and or the Cabalas for the familiar, because, well, got a freaking familiar. You pick an enemy fighter within 20 inches of his fighter, and to the end of the battle round, that fighter cannot make disengaging actions. Pretty cool. Next up, we have the little flight thing, which is basically pretty much going to be on your agile with the Shrike Callon. It's a triple, though. Swooping attack. This fighter makes a bonus move action. In addition, if this fighter finishes that move action three or more vertically lower than the starting position, they can make a bonus attack action. So basically, it's all you take a move, jump off some terrain, and as long as you're come down off it, it's like swooping attack, you get a bonus action. Kind of like, I'm pretty sure that most of the armies have this, but maybe not with a vertical thing. For your leader, you have Grizzly Trophy with a triple. To end this battle all round, a plus one to the attack characteristics of attack actions. They have a ranged characteristic of three or less made by visibly friendly fighters that are within 6 inches of this fighter. So everybody with Corvus Cabal, this is going to benefit. Now, I haven't done anything with the Elite Book or whatever the hell they got going on Monsters and Heroes. This is straight from the regular regular Warcry book, and I am no fact expert, but I like playing games, and I like talking about them. So, next up, and last, we have Quad, Death from Above. The fighter makes a bonus move action, then they can make a bonus attack action. You add the plus one to the strength characteristics of that attack action. It's a fighter finish that move action 3 inches or more vertically lower than the starting position. Now, this could be any of them. That is just one. It'd be any of them. So what we're looking at, the Corvus Cabal, they are weak little guys. We're going to have to assume that they can get like a little bit quirky on the move and everything, you know, ignoring some terrain and such, and not worry about vertical distances. Using terrain to their advantage, not so much trees, but, you know, building ledges and such. So, playing Corvus Cabal, if you go back and forth in late terrain or anything, put a little bit higher for yourself, because you get some bonuses off of it in the end. And with flat surfaces, if you're playing everyone flat, with no elevation, you're losing out two of your abilities. Cool little Raven Dart thing. Nice, I guess. The unit looks sexy. They look pretty cool. Nice to paint something in nice dark colors, lighter skin tone. You can, like, get all crazy with the bases if you want, or just simply, I got this, I forget what it was now. But anyway, this is, Urban Rubble, but it's pretty cool. And it looks very woodsy to me, so I use that on my guys. And that's it. These Warcry things are going to go pretty freaking simple. I mean, yes, you can tailor this too, you know. Picking this guy and that guy. You get two Shrike Talons and stuff like that. So, but most of all, it counts on you buying another box of the same. So, for shits and giggles, it's probably best to run a 1,000-point army straight out of these boxes before you get hang of what to do you want to do with everything. These guys get I give them A for look, uniqueness, an A. Let's see, actual ability for a card, very circumstantial on most of it. I have three things, I think, but, yeah, Swift Climb, and Death from Above, and Swooping Attack, three things out of six that you need to have elevated terrain, so watch out. I think that is a bummer, hinders this unit to go with. If, you know, you're going into something, you know, people could just stay away from that. You know, you don't get to do you don't get to come off a train, you don't get your bonuses, such and such. Of course, you're playing to the objectives and stuff, but yeah, circumstantial play wise, unique. I'm not saying more unique than anything else, but just different. And it's fun. It's nice to see a nice, simple skirmish game come out by GW. She's got short plays, everything simple, blah, 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 nothing circumstantial, a lot and everything outside of the monster and Champion book. The regular book, I think it's pretty much straightforward, a very simplistic game, and it offers a lot of imagination going to it. Like I said, I'm making a warband of Eternians. I don't know what I'm going to use them as. If I'm just going to use them, you know, just as one of the, like, Iron Golems or something. Because I don't like the models for Iron Golems. So I'll probably be getting rid of them pretty soon. But that's it. It's all we got today. It's a 15-minute podcast. I suck at putting things together, and it really shows in my painting. So looking forward to all that. I finished my Molly Pirate Crew, which is a Reaper miniature Dark Lady, I think, maybe. And it's basically a bow of a ship, and I put some GW Spirit Host models on the side. Uses my Rogue Necromancy. Got 3 Krulligans, which will count as Krulligans. I got my 3 Rabble Rousers, which are the Skellywags, which are, you know, old punk zombies. The Diving Suit Guy, which is your Necrotic Machine. Archie with a Hat, which counts as just Archie with a Hat. The Voodoo Witch Ladies, which is basically Philip and the Nanny, and of course Captain whatever her name is. Got them all painted, so go ahead and check me out on Facebook to get pictures, look at pictures of those. Let me know what you think. And that's gonna be it. I tried to drag it out a little bit longer, but this is all we got for today. So enjoy the whole version of Cry of the Blackbirds by Amon Amarth. And, yeah, you got any questions, concerns, complaints, or ideas, send them to SeanHammer, the number 9@yahoo.com. And you know what? Keep gaming, and if you're not having fun, stop playing that game. Bye.